This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The UN panel on climate change that shared this year's Nobel Peace Prize with Al Gore has terrifying news for planet Earth. Global warming is happening fast, and the consequences could be catastrophic. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, says that urgent action must be taken in the next few years, or it will be too late. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Valencia, Spain.
It took a week of late nights and tough negotiations. Finally, yesterday, Chairman Rajendra Pachauri presented the panel's report to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
It's a great privilege for me to give you a copy, the first copy, of the summary for policymakers of this document, sir.
Thank you very much.
The document contained an unequivocal warning. The Earth is heating up fast. Island nations could disappear under a swelling ocean in the coming decades. Crop yields could plummet in parts of Africa, and 30% of animal species could go extinct. The panel also said that sea levels will continue to rise for centuries, even if all greenhouse gas emissions were to suddenly stop. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he had just visited Antarctica, where he saw ice shelves of heart-bursting beauty already breaking up. It was even more terrifying than a science fiction movie, he said, because it's really happening. Ban said both industrialized and developing countries have to make sacrifices, though he doesn't hold any specific nation responsible.
Let us not point fingers or apportion blame. Rather, let us find common ground. Let us recognize that the effects of climate change affect us all, and that they have become so severe and so sweeping that only urgent global action will do.
Sources at the meeting say American government scientists initially balked at some of the strong language in the report, but relented in the end. Sharon Hayes was the chief U.S. delegate at the meeting. She says President Bush's thoughts on climate change have evolved over the years.
What's changed since 2001 is the scientific certainty that this is happening.
Washington has long been treated as a recalcitrant child at meetings like this one. The Bush administration opted out of the Kyoto Protocol in 2001, even though the United States is responsible for about a quarter of global emissions. But countries that did sign the treaty have come nowhere near the target of a 5% reduction. On the contrary, emissions have increased in many places. 2 weeks from now, nations will try to draft a new climate change protocol at a summit in Bali, Indonesia. Outside the Science Museum, where yesterday's meeting was held, Hans Verholm of the Worldwide Fund for Nature said the IPCC report should be the guide at the Bali summit.
I think it's an excellent report. It's very strong. It provides all the information that policymakers need to indeed take the decisions that are clearly necessary to stop global warming.
But those decisions about what action to take against global warming will be at least as hard to make as were the decisions here on how to present the science. The UN Secretary General is pressing both the U.S. and China to make sacrifices. Bert Metz of the Netherlands Environmental Assessment Agency notes that China inaugurates an average of one new coal-fired power plant every week.
China needs energy for its people and its economy. So it's not a matter of saying, sorry guys, the atmosphere is full, stop your economic development. That's not an option, of course.
The IPCC says the options include subsidies for renewable energies, carbon trading schemes, reforestation plans, and taxes on fuel. The UN panel says even the most ambitious combination of these steps would cost only about a tenth of a percentage point of global economic growth. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Valencia.